to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
As DMA releases its June market trends report, the real estate market nationwide is wiping the sleep from its eyes as people move from stay at home to safer at home to back to work. I mean, the world weeps as riots take to the streets and people fight for justice, as businesses begin to reopen and try to recapture market share from a time when they were considered unessential. I mean, this is a time of deep humility and humbleness as we try to stay connected amidst the Zoom phenomenon. So where exactly do we go from here? I mean, the housing market will change. It has changed with everything this year has already brought us. I mean, buyers and sellers alike are no longer only asking, do we love this home? But now we're asking questions like, is it big enough to work in? Does it provide opportunity and space for my children to play if they're schooling at home? And ultimately, is it safe? I mean, these shifts underline the new buyer psyche. For as much as it's a seller's market, the buyers are directing the show. Showing Time shows Colorado's strong buyer demand is working to reclaim its pre-COVID growth, tracking in alignment with 2019 weekly averages. Mortgage purchase applications recovered from their historic 35% drop in April to ending May with a full recovery of 9% year-over-year gain, up 6 weeks in a row. I mean, buyer demand is further supported by the continued drop of mortgage interest rates. Prior to March 5th, which was a historic interest rate low, the previous low was November 2012. Well, since March 5th's record low, we've seen even lower rates still, with May wrapping up a five-week streak, landing at 3.15% with a 0.8% discount. Meanwhile, the seller stronghold on inventory continues to strain the market. Everywhere under a million, with months of inventory for the DMAR 11 county area up only slightly to 2 months. Sellers tried to do their part as new listings rebounded in May in all price categories, increasing from 49% month over month at the $300 to $499 price point to 116% at the million plus price point. But again, it was the buyers who took the lead. Pending home sales increased in each price category as well, from 75% month over month at the $300 to $499 price point to 145% month over month increase at the million and above. So as economic news will continue to come out for the next several weeks, I estimate that we're going to continue to see May as a transition month, one where we see negative numbers moderate from their April lows. Jobless numbers came out, or expected to come out, at 1.8 million for the last week in May, down 9 straight weeks from their all-time high. I mean, the forecast for May's unemployment rate is expected to be 19.5%, up from April's 14.7%. But remember, unemployment numbers were counted during the week of the 12th, right before states started to reopen. Current estimates for unemployment at the end of May are closer to 15% as people continue to return to work, and more than 80% of the unemployment was considered temporary. Consumer confidence also turned a corner as it started to rebound from April's 8-year low, up only 0.9 points. Stronger consumer confidence, though, leads to stronger consumer spending. And consumer spending is 70% of the GDP. I mean, this is great news for both our housing market and the economy as we rebound from April's 13.6% drop in spending and 33% gain in savings. I mean, some people might look at that 33% gain in savings as hoarding and fear. I see it as opportunity and strength that comes from the ability to make choices. This continued demand will continue to put pressure on home prices as pending home sales gobble up new inventory. Lawrence Young was quoted as saying he expects national appreciation to end 2020 between 4 and 6%. I mean, Realtor.com claimed closer to 1%. DMAR's median close price in May dropped 0.19%. But this was primarily due to the difficulty of getting jumbo loans in April and May and focusing more on purchases at the lower price points and yet more inventory at the higher price points. Year-to-date median close price is still up 4.82% for the year and expected to increase through the summer. As the real estate giant is awakening from its power nap, everything is telling us that opportunities for stable growth are in front of us. Well, my name is Nicole Ruth with the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage. And as we continue to support you and keep you updated, we look to partner with you in building wealth. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.